If Kylie continues to walk along this leafy street, things will never be the same. She feels this as deeply as she's ever felt anything. She's stepping over a crack in the concrete into her own future, and there won't be any going back. The sky is cloudless and white with heat. Most people are inside, with fans or air conditioners turned to high. Kylie knows that it's hot in the kitchen where her mother is fixing a special dinner for tonight. Vegetarian lasagna and green bean salad with almonds and cherry cheesecake for dessert, all homemade. Antonia has invited her sweetie pie, Scott, to a farewell meal, since she'll be gone for a whole week. And Ben Fry will be there, and Kylie just may ask Gideon as well. These thoughts make Kylie feel sad. Not the dinner, but the image of her mother at the stove. Her mom always purses her lips when she's reading a recipe. She reads it twice, out loud, to ensure that she won't make any mistakes. The sadder Kylie feels, the more convinced she is that she shouldn't turn back. She's been waiting all summer to feel like this. She's been waiting to encounter her future, and she's not going to wait a second longer, no matter whom she has to leave behind. "Race you," Kylie says, and she takes off running. She's down the block before Gideon comes to his senses and charges after her. Kylie is amazingly fast. She always has been, although now she doesn't seem even to be touching the ground. Following her, Gideon wonders if he'll ever catch up. But of course he will, if only because Kylie will throw herself onto the grass at the far end of the field, where the tall, leafy maples cast deep pools of shade. To Kylie, these trees are comforting and familiar. But to anyone accustomed to the desert, to a man who's used to seeing for miles, past the saguaro and the purple dusk, these maples can seem like a mirage, rising above the green field from out of the heat waves and the rich, dark soil. Natives say that more lightning occurs in Tucson, Arizona, than anywhere else on Earth. If you've grown up close to the desert, you can easily chart a storm by the location of the lightning. You know how long you have before you'd better call in your dog and see to your horse and get yourself under a safe, grounded roof. Lightning, like love, is never ruled by logic. Accidents happen, and they always will. Gary Hallett is personally acquainted with two men who've been hit by lightning and have lived to tell the tale, and that's who he's been thinking about as he navigates the Long Island Expressway at rush hour, then tries to find his way through a maze of suburban streets, passing the Y field when he makes a wrong turn off the turnpike. Gary went to school with one of these survivors, a boy who was only 17 at the time he was hit, and it messed up his life from that day on. He walked out of his house, and the next thing he knew, he was sprawled out in the driveway, staring up at the indigo sky. The fireball had passed right through him, and his hands were as charred as a grilled steak. He heard a clattering, like keys being jangled or somebody drumming, and it took a while for him to realize that he was shaking so hard, the sound he was hearing was being made by his bones as they hit against the asphalt.